It's time for our weekly visit with Ron Sanford, who is president and CEO of Metairie Bank. Ron, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Scoot.
Ron, we hear about the impact the pandemic has had on restaurants. We know how important restaurants are in New Orleans and really across our state. I don't know what the per capita number is, but I'm assuming that we have one of the highest per capita numbers of restaurants in the country. But a lot of restaurants are going out of business, and this is going to have a ripple impact throughout the economy.
Well, it really is, and you're right. We definitely have our fair share of restaurants, and every year it seems like we are leaders in terms of new restaurants opening on a per capita basis. But the industry is certainly struggling right now, Scoot, as you would expect, given the breakdown in tourism and conventions and events that they're so dependent on. And the Louisiana Restaurant Association just released some statistics based on August reporting that shows, a lot of restaurants probably are not going to make it through this crisis.
Now, does it seem as if the more established restaurants are going to make it, the new startups and the smaller ones are going to have a more difficult time?
I don't know that it is based on tenure necessarily. Some, of our longest-term restaurants, Little Dizzy's, for example, has not reopened and are considering selling the business, may not even get back into it. Some of the, Antoine's is just now reopening since they closed. So, and they're doing that not because, oh, this is a great time to get back into business. They're doing it because it's now or never kind of a thing to see if they can make a go of it. So it's not necessarily experience.
And then you have all the people that restaurants employ, all of the service industry employees, the cooks and the cleaning people. I mean, this is going to have a ripple effect when if a disproportionate number of restaurants do go down and do not reopen as restaurants. I mean, there's a possibility that when things come back, some of these places will be turned back into restaurants. But this is going to have an effect on our economy.
It really is. That's such a big part of our economy. Those folks that clean and cook and serve and deliver produce and bartend and do all of those things in the restaurant industry. It's a big part of who we are here, especially in the New Orleans area. So we'll have to see. But the Louisiana restaurant report indicated that revenues were down this August in the restaurant business compared to a year ago, almost 50%. So, and you would expect that given that they're operating at 50% capacity, those who are open. Yeah. So that's a tough hurdle to get over.
It does seem as if things are getting better, but it's a slow, gradual process of getting better. I mean, it was never to the point, and I thought there'd be a point where we would, switch on the light switch and everything would be open again, and we'd have this big celebration about how the economy is open and society is open again, but we're not going to see that.
You just don't know. I kind of thought the same thing, but there are still people scared to go out in public, to go eat at a restaurant in person months into the crisis. And you can't blame anybody for that. If they want to look after their health, they're certainly entitled to do that. But I wish people would go support our local restaurants, even if it's just get something to go or a drive-through or something if you're scared to go in.
Yeah, because people are obviously – a lot of people are not spending as much money going out to eat as they did before, so they've got more disposable income to spend on those things, and maybe spending that on helping restaurants survive is a good way to spend your money.
It's certainly a good way to be a good citizen in New Orleans, MSA. It's good is to support your local businesses, and certainly the restaurant industry is a key component.
And get some good food in the process.
Absolutely.
Because I can't make food like that I get at a restaurant.
Me neither. My wife is pretty good, but she's not Braxton's, for example.
Ron Sanford, CEO and President of Metairie Bank, thanks again for your time. We'll talk to you next week.
Good to speak with you.